This is Big Tex. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
Okay, the hot dog.
My name is Margaret Castilleja. I'm a ticket taker of your first year at State Fair of Texas, and I'm already enjoying it. And I'll be back again.
Hi, my name is Emma Allen. I'm from Leesburg, Texas, and I'm here to show my cows a brown Swiss and a Holstein. I have to clean up poop and brush hay out of the aisles.
My name's Bill, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I've got the first Fletcher's Corny Dog at the fair.
And they're cooking those Fletcher's Corny Dogs right now at the Great State Fair of Texas, which opened its gates just a little over 2 hours ago. And the parade, I think, downtown has kicked off already on its way to Fair Park. If you have State Fair-related thoughts, questions, answers, musings, suggestions, well, it's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. And today, anything you ever wanted to know about the State Fair of Texas as well. Anything you ever wanted to share. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and we're live today, Friday the 26th of September. And as I said, it is opening day of the State Fair. So questions we have to start off today. Let's see. This is from Nashad. It says, I'm new to Dallas. I currently live in Irving. Are there any outlet stores near Irving, like the ones in Allen? Does anybody know if there's any place like that near Irving for Nashad? Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Also from the email inbox, this is from Faye, who says, I'm new to the Dallas area. I used to live in D.C., and the Smithsonian offered different painting and art classes for adults. Faye says, I'm in my 50s. I always loved painting, and now I love have time to paint and love to do it. So I wonder if anybody can suggest for Faye some adult painting and art classes. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just one suggestion for Faye. We've gotten this recommendation before. The Creative Arts Center of Dallas, which is in the east part of Dallas, does offer adult art classes. And I think the community colleges have classes as well. But we'd love to hear your suggestions at 800-933-5372. We got an email from Gabrielle in the Keller area. Gabrielle writes, I have a friend who has a huge vegetable garden, and he gives food away to friends all the time, but he wants to give food to those who are in need. Says, you know, folks who can't afford food or who are homeless, something more organized. Gabrielle wants to know if anyone knows where you can give fresh fruit and vegetables to an organization that will accept it. She says, we live in North Tarrant County, and just wondering if there's if anybody knows a place to donate from the garden. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Got a tweet from Monica, who tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Regarding the State Fair, just want to comment that there are vegan options available at the State Fair, corn dogs, jerk tofu, etc., available at the Caribbean Jerk Shack stand at the State Fair. So thanks, Monica. You can tweet me as well at Jeff Whittington or email anything at kera.org. One more email on the State Fair. Mike says, I understand that the Chinese lantern exhibit is not returning this year to the fair. Does anyone know why or where they went? Mike says, from Saxe, this exhibit was stunning, and every time I went in the last 2 years, there were many other people there. Does anyone know that answer? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next is Stephanie in Dallas. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi. To answer that question about the outlets, there's two, actually. There's one in Grapevine Mills, and that's actually an indoor outlet store. And they have quite a bit of different stores there. And then also there's one in Grand Prairie at the Paragon. And they just opened up about 2 years ago. So that would be two places for that individual to go to outlet shopping instead of going to Allen.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Elaine in Oak Cliff. Hello, Elaine. Are you there, Elaine? Hello, Elaine. Call us back. Let's see. We'll come back to the phones in a minute. You can call 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Sarah wants to know via email, is there a website that will help you plan a trip when all you know is the starting point? Sarah says, I want to go on vacation with the children. I know where I would leave from, how much money I want to spend, but I'm open on the destination. She says, every website I go to helps you plan a trip if you know where you're going. If there isn't a website, could a genius please create one? So help trip planning where you're open on the destination and you just know where you want to start and when you want to leave. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Thomas calling from Dallas. Hello, Thomas.
Hi, how are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
I remember a few years back when Big Tech burned down, the state fair started soliciting for donations, and I thought that was odd. Didn't they have insurance or anything to cover that? I mean, he's a big part of the state fair, right?
He was a big part of the state fair. I don't know the answer to that. We'll see if somebody knows, and maybe if our state fair slash big techspert Eric Austin. Our digital editor is out in the newsroom listening. Maybe he knows if there was insurance.
Yeah.
I would imagine that there's insurance on the new updated, redesigned animatronic Big Tex, who apparently is going to debut some new movements at the state fair this year. So, but we'll see if we get an answer on that.
And then, I mean, they make a lot of money on the state fair, right?
Yeah, it was in the $30 million range, I think, last year. So. But yeah, I don't know the answer.
Great, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. This is from someone who wants to know if anyone's ever been cited in the city of Dallas, I assume, for not picking up their dog poop. I've never seen or heard of anyone getting a ticket ever. Does anyone know if anyone's ever gotten a ticket? There is actually a law that you're supposed to pick up after your dog. Maybe someone knows if maybe someone's gotten a ticket. Call us, 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Jordan in Sherman. Hello, Jordan.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I wanted to relate, since you were talking about the state fair, I wanted to relate a story from when I was little.
Okay.
You know the exhibition hall where they have the demonstration kitchen and they have the collections that have ribboned?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all in those glass cases.
The Creative Arts Building.
Yes, thank you. I could not think of the name. Well, anyway, a long time ago, there used to be a fountain near one of the entrance and exits. And, you know, it wasn't particularly big, it wasn't particularly grand or anything, but I was aware that it had a switch on it. And I was probably about 4, 5, 6 years old. And I walked over and I just turned it off. And my mom turned around. She noticed the fact that there was no fountain sound, turned around. And, of course, my being the culprit that I was, I didn't actually flee the scene. But I had turned off the fountain. And it's something that we love to relate. In fact, we just talked about it over dinner maybe a week ago. And I think it's one of their favorite stories.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for sharing it with us.
Absolutely.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Debbie in Dallas. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm wondering if there is a place in Dallas that will repair the folding mechanism on a recliner chair.
Okay. Well, you've asked, and we'll see if we get an answer for you. What area of Dallas are you in?
Well, actually, I'm southeast of Dallas.
Okay.
But I'm in Dallas right now, so...
And are you looking for a service that comes out and does it, or that you have to take the recliner to? I mean, just in case, you know, in case somebody knows.
Okay, it would be great if they would come to us.
Okay. Well,
okay.
We'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay, thanks,
Jeff. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's go back to Elaine in Dallas. Hello, Elaine.
Yes, I have an old piano that I would like to donate if there's somebody that can just pick up and haul it away. they're welcome. It looks very fine. It hasn't been tuned in 30 years, so I can't tell you about the tuning.
Okay. Well, Elaine, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your contact info just in case somebody wants to reach out to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hold on. We'll be able to get another call there shortly at 800-933-5372. Well, let's talk, though, to Kevin in Flower Mound. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, all right, I have a question. A couple times a day, I'll see black smoke coming from DFW Airport. And I was just curious what was creating that smoke.
That is it's a fire department training facility.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're practicing and they're practicing their fire rescue and fire training. So, and we've had the question a couple of times, but it's a good question because, you know, you don't want to see black smoke coming from the airport.
Right.
But that's what it is.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Edward in Oak Cliff. Hello, Edward.
Hi, this is Edward from Oak Cliff. Yes, I'm looking for a gourmet pizza restaurant, you know, like a sit-down place, you know, where I can get some gourmet pizza in the DFW area.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get a couple of suggestions for you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at KERA.org. Stacking up here. Email. Leslie says, the Meadows Museum on the SMU campus holds a biweekly Sunday afternoon art class in the museum galleries. Drawing with the masters is free to members and included with admission for non-members. So there is that suggestion. Jessica says the Community Storehouse Food Pantry accepts and distributes perishables like fresh fruit and veggies, and they're located right at the Keller-Fort Worth line. This is for our listener is a friend who has an abundance of garden vegetables, Community Storehouse Food Pantry. This is actually a question about where to give a new driver on a learner's permit some driving practice. This is from Mark, who's looking for a place, recommendations for a place to give a new driver on a learner's permit some driving practice that's convenient to South Irving or the Duncanville area, preferably someplace with lots of stops and turns, etc., but little in the way of traffic or other road obstacles. Any suggestions on that? Give us a call, 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kateyari.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Eric says, for art classes, there's the Texas Institute of Figurative Art, that offers adult art classes. Jay says God's Food Pantry in Plano accepts fresh food donations, and they're the only no-questions-asked food pantry available in Collin County called God's Food Pantry. Let's see. This is from Tom, who says the same company that owns the outlets in Allen have a newer one in Grand Prairie. I think we got that suggestion on I-20, and their website's premiumoutlets.com. And let's see, one more food donation one from Raven. Raven says, in regards to someone wanting to donate fresh food, check out Mission Arlington. So Mission Arlington might be a place to donate fresh food. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at KERA.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington. And it's the opening day of the State Fair of Texas. So we'd love to hear your State Fair stories or State Fair thoughts, questions, or answers. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Kathy from Carrollton.
I'm Judy from Carrollton.
I'm Sue from Louisville.
And we're here to try all the fried foods.
Ditto.
My name is Lee Boggs, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm here at the booth serving fried shrimp boil. It's got a lot of shrimp, man. It's really good. It comes with like a Thousand Island hot sauce. It's good stuff, man. I've had some myself.
My name is Becca McCourt, and I am from the Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana region. And I really like corny dogs and other things that fill my belly.
Some voices from opening morning, the Great State Fair of Texas, which got underway almost 2.5 hours ago, runs for 23 more days. So lots of time to make it out to the State Fair. We'll take your State Fair related questions, answers, thoughts, stories, and comments this hour, as well as your questions and answers on almost anything, because it's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can call us at 800-933-5372, or you can email us anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Harry in Dallas. Hello, Harry. Harry, are you there? Hey, Harry, you should just turn your radio down.
Yes,
right ahead.
I'm here. I thought you said Chevy.
Oh, no.
Hold on, let me switch your radio off.
All right, good.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, what happened is I came from the island, the Caribbean, back in 87, and I wanted to see America, you know? So I knew I was starting from New York. I had no idea where I'm going. And I developed a method. I have seen every state except South Dakota and Maine. So if the lady wants free of charge, she could send me an email at harmonious home@yahoo.com, and I'll pass on the link that she could.
Very good. Hey, well, Harry, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Melanie in Weatherford. Hello, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I just wanted to answer the question earlier to the person that needed to find a place to donate goods from their garden.
Yeah.
In Weatherford, we have an organization called MANA, and they are open from 10 to 2 p.m., and the best time to donate would be Monday through Thursday.
Very good. And if they can look you up on the internet, I'm assuming, and find a way to...
Yeah, the number is 817...
You know what, Melanie, let's not give out a phone number, but is there a website or something they can find?
They can just go to MANA, M-A-N-A,
mm-hmm.
And ours is located here in Weatherford.
Great.
And the food is generally, if they qualify, free. And
great.
Anything else there. So it's a really good organization.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Josh did, who says, for gourmet pizza, Pizza Lounge across from Fair Park is Josh's vote. Lauren wants to know, how did the ostrich races get started at the State Fair of Texas? Matthew tweeted me and wants to know, or is saying gourmet is up to interpretation as far as pizza is concerned. Of course it is. But Fireside Pies, Matthew says, is a great restaurant in Dallas. A couple of other answers on that. Let's see. Rachel and Terrell says Zanata in Rockwall is great. This is on the fancy pizza question. And she recommends the San Jacinto pizza. And she says they also have a Plano location. So there's another suggestion on that, and let's see, a couple more. Wonderful gourmet pizza. This is from Sarah at 13 Pies in Fort Worth off 7th. And this is from Kaylee, who says Cole Vines in Uptown, the Uptown area of Dallas off Maple, is her vote for pizza. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Patrick calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Patrick.
Hi.
Hi there.
First time, long time.
Thanks.
I wasn't wanting to say that. I travel through the Mid-Cities area to get to work every day. And naturally, I've been putting up with the construction they've been doing for the new HOV lanes they're putting up that go east to west along that corridor down into 121, 820, 35 area. And I noticed a sign up there say HOV lanes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it has a price for, looks like, single and double occupancy. I'm curious. I drive myself, obviously, just myself to work. Will I be able to use those lanes instead of a toll tag?
And what highway is this on again? I missed that.
It's 183.
Right.
It's the area that travels, it's the road that travels through the Mid-Cities area, and it connects with 820 South, 820 West, 121 South, just through the Hearst, Medford, Euless area.
Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay, great.
Hey,
thanks
for calling, Patrick. Let's see. Speaking of driving, let's talk next to Stanford in Plano. Hello, Stanford.
Hi.
Hi there.
My dad was a very wise man, and when my sister and I were learning to drive, he took us to Laureland Cemetery. He said, we certainly wouldn't kill anybody out there, and there's lots of stops and starts
right.
and turns and hills, so they may want to look for a plot of land like a Laureland Cemetery to train their student driver.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Bye.
Let's see. Let's get one more on this from Lisa in Southlake. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I listened to the previous caller and thinking, yes, my father's the one who taught me to drive, too, and this is a suggestion based on where he took my sister and I. He would take us to large, empty parking lots, and the one I'm thinking about for my daughter, who's not quite there yet, are the stadium, the local school stadium parking lots. And sometimes he set up, soda cans.
Uh-huh. Like little cones?
Yes. So you could kind of get a feel for where the wheels were and you hit a soda can. It's not that big a deal. and then he would take us out there when the conditions are icy, too.
Right.
And insist that we slam on the brakes and get a feel for how to get in and out of a spin.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. Yes, our big techspert. I'm going to milk that one today, just today, okay? Eric Austin, our digital editor, digital news editor for KERA, is listening from the newsroom. And he says, in answer to some of the questions, especially about big techs, big techs did have an insurance policy, but not enough to cover all of the cost of a new big techs. The fair received about, Eric says, $155,000 in insurance money. This is a couple of years ago. But a new big techs cost about $500,000. He says the fair asked for donations from citizens. I think, Eric says, about $100,000 was donated last year. The fair also asked for corporate sponsors to chip in to cover the construction bill. And the fair was planning on footing the rest of the bill. And Eric reminds us that the new big techs, includes mechanics, fire suppression system, lots of steel inside to keep himself standing, realistic-looking silicone skin, and those mechanicals help power at least 10 movements. And all that stuff is expensive. So thank you so much, Eric Austin, for answering those questions. Let's see, David recommends via email to anything at KERA.org. Try a local business park for driving practice. They're usually lightly trafficked at night or on the weekend. That's a good suggestion. Another state fair question from Shad. What's the best day of the week to go to the state fair? Meaning, what's the least crowded day, or which days are the least crowded? It's a good question. See if we get some answers on that. Let's see. Gabrielle wants to know if anyone knows if there's a cell phone app that answers your phone or text while driving with a, I'll call you back when it's safe or when I'm done driving. That's a good question. And let's see. This is from Chris, who says, when driving by KERA last weekend, I noticed the red and white paint on the tall radio tower next to the station. Is there a method to the color scheme or certain paint colors required by the FCC or the FAA? Do they have to be red and white? Are they supposed to be a certain width, the stripes? Good questions. 800-933-5372 is our phone number. Oh, let's get back to the phones and talk to Michael in Garland. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I heard somebody asking earlier about a good car window tinting shop. There's one in Garland. It's called Unique Car Sound and Security.
I don't think I remember that question. But You were going to give us a pizza answer? Okay, let's talk next to Patrick calling from Dallas. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Afternoon, I guess.
You bet.
I sent you an email, but I don't think you've got it yet, so I just decided to call in anyway.
Okay.
My question has to do with winterizer lawn fertilizer. And I'm wondering what would be considered a good formulation for a commercial lawn winterizer fertilizer. I looked at a couple of bags the other day, and one was labeled winterizer and the other one wasn't. They both indicated from 27 to 29% nitrogen, zero phosphorus, and 3 to 4% potash. And the one that said winterizer also had some sulfur in it. I'm wondering, does the sulfur make that much difference, and why would the nitrogen be so high for a winterizer fertilizer?
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. And from the email, Tad says, the new and unfinished subdivisions in the Prosper Salina area offer hills, curves, and real streets with virtually no traffic or obstacles for learning drivers. Let's see. Aaron says, for gourmet pizza, in his opinion, Pizza Villa in Richardson off of 75 on Beltline and Main. Let's see. Sarah says, for the adult painting classes, A Piece of Work, which is the name of the place, A Piece of Work in Fort Worth, will do individual classes. They have a schedule online, so you can pick what you would like to paint. We actually had an answer on that also from Heather, who says, Valley View Mall does an art walk once a month, and many of the artists and galleries have adult art classes advertised at the walk. She says, I'm sure they are available for information at other times as well. So there is that. Kelly in Fort Worth says, hey, for fresh produce donations in North Tarrant County, please donate to the Community Link Mission in Saginaw, Kelly says. She says they would love to get fresh produce donations, the Community Link Mission. So there are a wealth of places that will accept, it sounds like, fresh food donations. Matt in Euless says, happy Friday and State Fair opening weekend to everybody at KERA. Thank you very much, Matt. He says, I love to explore the great smaller towns and cities of Texas. And my question is, why so many of the main square sidewalks are so massive? He says, some up to nearly a foot high. He says, Hyco, Waxahachie, Jefferson, even areas of the Fort Worth Stockyards have the really tall, I guess, sidewalk or curbs. Does anybody know why? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We also got an email from Wendy in Oak Cliff. This is on the trip planning question. And Wendy says, this summer I used Google Flight Maps, Google's Flight Maps feature that shows the prices from Dallas to anywhere within the map. You can expand the map or narrow it to a specific area, like Europe, for example. And Wendy says, I got a round trip to Barcelona in the peak of summer for $737 round trip. So, she says, I knew my starting point and the date range and went with the cheapest or most attractive destination. Hope this helps your listener. And happy travels. Thanks, Wendy. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Melody in Lindale. Hello, Melody.
Hello. How are you today, sir?
Doing well.
I have a question about the state fair. Does anybody know what kind of plays or musicals they're going to have this year?
Well, you know, there is a website with bigtex.com, and they list all the performing acts, but it sounds like you're not looking for the bands that are playing, right?
No. I think what they bring, like, the, I think they brought Phantom of the Opera and, you know, musicals and things like that.
Yeah, to the Fair Park Music Hall. That may be a Dallas Summer Musicals production in conjunction with the fair, but we'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Corey in Dallas. Hello, Corey.
Yes, I was calling about the all the new big, large construction projects that are being built. They're called
their managed lane toll system, like the 183 project and then the new project that just opened over on 114 and then also 635, the work they're doing there. All that work is the new toll system is going to be a variable rate system.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the traffic on the free lanes, the fee on the toll lanes will go up or down to ensure that you have 50 miles per hour guaranteed on those toll lanes. And if you have more than one person in your car, the camera system is able to detect that and it'll charge you a lower rate.
There
so everything is moving away from HOV and moving towards a managed toll system. And they're even converting most of the HOV lanes. TxDOT is the future plan to this toll system, and they're going to be getting rid of HOV altogether.
So what you're saying is in the managed toll system, when mm-hmm. you have more people in the car, you'll pay less.
Correct.
Than if you're by yourself in one of the
Correct.
Premium lanes.
But those and all the toll lanes are not a set price. Depending on how bad traffic is, the prices go up.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a brave new world out there. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Larry in Plano. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Jeff. I wanted to put in my 2 cents about my daughters were trained to drive at Collin Creek Mall.
Mm-hmm.
The unique thing about Collin Creek Mall is that the perimeter has all kinds of stop signs and speed limit signs and cross traffic. So they have to learn how to handle all that, and both my girls enjoyed doing it. We usually did it when less traffic. I hesitate to say we did it on the weekends, on Saturday, early Sunday mornings. So
very good.
Add that to your list.
Thank you very much, Larry. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at KERA.org, or you can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at KERA.org. And you can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Judy in Waxahachie. Hey, Judy.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm calling in regard to the high curbs or high sidewalks and some of the older towns.
Yeah.
I'm in Waxahachie. When I inquired, someone told me it went back to the days when people brought horses and buggies into town, and it was a protection if someone lost control of their horses that they wouldn't bolt up onto the sidewalk or the pedestrians.
So it was just sort of a high curb so that it sort of discouraged the horse from
right.
stepping up there. Very, very, makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me. I haven't researched it personally, but it does seems that it would make sense.
Well, thanks very much for calling, Judy.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Up next,
800-933-5372
is Dan in Fort Worth. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Just wanted to let you know that Fossil Creek Community Development Center here in North Fort Worth accepts donations for fruits and vegetables. We have a food ministry or pass out food on Sunday afternoon. Excuse me, and we pass out food on Sunday afternoon, and we'd certainly accept those donations. I can give you the phone number to contact off the air and go from there.
Great. Hey, thanks so much, Dan. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right,
and
thanks
just
for calling.
I want to let you know, Jeff, that it's a great show, and glad to do that for the Fort Worth area.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening,
appreciate
too.
It. All right. Bye-bye.
Hang on. Let's see. Let's get one more call here at 800-933-5372, Laura in Dallas. Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I just wanted to answer the question about State Fair Musical, and I'm sad to report that this is the first year, except for maybe 1 year when renovations were happening, I think the first year since the summer musicals started, that there is no state fair musical. So no luck there.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Laura.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
And our very own resident big techspert, I'm milking it, man. Is here nodding his head, or nodding his head, yes, there is no musical.
Howdy, Jeff.
Hello, Eric. Awesome.
Happy first day of the fair.
Hey, right on, right? I've got my Big Tex shirt on and
bright yellow Dickies workwear shirt that Big Tex wore several years ago with your first day button.
You bet.
In the heart of Texans is the theme this year.
I was always kind of, you know, ever since the greatness of Glenn Mitchell left us, I always kind of felt like sort of the resident state fair guy, but you came into the staff last year and really you showed me what a state fair aficionado is all about.
I took the crown from you.
That's right. And gladly.
But you still do have a lot of respect for the fair.
I sure
and love
do.
For the fair.
I sure
so,
do.
You know, you're a close second, I think.
So you've got some answers to some questions we've had here in the last few minutes.
Sure, yeah, and thanks, everyone, for all the Big Tex questions. I can answer several of them. There was one question about whether Big Tex had – the new Big Tex had any parts from the old Big Tex. And the answer is no. The new Big Tex is completely new. Nothing from the old Big Tex is included in the new one. I mean, he was charred, so a lot of the parts couldn't be salvaged. So that's a big reason for that. And they also want to make his movements more modern and more lifelike with the new Big Tex. So a lot of that old stuff just wouldn't be conducive. Last year, if you recall, at the fair, they had an exhibit about the life and times of Big Tex, which featured his belt buckle from before the fire and one of his hands. I don't think those are on display this year, but if you caught that last year, that's what those were in the Hall of State. And there was also a question about whether when he burned in 2012, whether that was the original Big Tex. And the answer is no. He had received many tweaks through the years, like a classic Texan, classic older Texan. He received many tweaks, many nips, many tucks. So his guts had all been removed in 1997. They had been replaced at that point. His exterior had evolved. He was originally made with a papier-mâché head. And of course, the first couple years, they realized that wouldn't do so well in the rain and the weather. So they quickly moved on to fiberglass. But fiberglass burns quickly, which we discovered in 2012 when he burned within just a few minutes.
Did the State Fair think they might have gotten a raw deal when they realized that because Big Tex originally, was a Santa Claus.
In Kern, south of Dallas.
Yeah.
Yep.
And was a huge giant Santa Claus. And the fair bought Big Tex, I guess, in the
1949 or 50, yeah. Originally going to bring him to Fair Park as a Santa during the holiday season.
Right.
But then Thornton, Arl Thornton, who was the state fair president and became Dallas mayor, and Thornton Freeway is named after him, he had the idea or is credited with transforming Santa into Big Tex.
Okay. And then we had a question about what the best day of the fair is to go as far as crowds.
That's a really good question. If you really want to avoid the crowds, and I don't blame you, I would go in the middle of the week, first thing in the morning. Gates open at 10 a.m. All the food is served up fresh at that point. There are no lines. It means you have to eat some of that greasy food at 10 a.m., but you know what? I've done it before, and it's worth it if you want to avoid the crowds. And nothing wrong with the corny dog breakfast. That's a tradition on the first day of the fair, people lining up for corny dogs first thing in the morning. Middle of the week obviously makes, you know, it seems logical. No one's, you know, everyone's at work doing their thing. But if you can maybe do an early lunch, start your day at the fair, you know, between 10 and noon. You can cram in a lot without, you know, bumping into people. Obviously, Texas OU weekend's a horrible time for crowds. You know, if you don't like crowds, stay away. And, you know, weekends naturally can be busy. But Friday nights, early in the evening, late afternoon, it's doable.
Yeah. All right. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you,
I'm sure
Jeff.
We'll get updates on the Great State Fair of Texas over the next few weeks.
Right? Well, it's one of the longest fairs in the country, so we have three more weeks of fair talk.
Very good. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372. Hey, our Patient Caller of the Week award goes to Lee in Dallas. Hey, Lee.
Hi, Jeff. My mother's uncle was George Layton, former conductor of the Cincinnati Philharmonic during the 20s and 30s. And he
wrote for her a song in her name, and as far as I know, it was never recorded. But my brother has the sheet music for it, and she's getting on in her years, and her memory's starting to slip. And I was thinking it would be a nice thing if I could find somebody who could take that sheet music with lyrics, there were words to the thing, and record it for her and put it on disc, maybe a couple copies for the brothers as well and family members. Is there anybody who would know where I could go to have that done?
So you need not only to have it recorded, but you need a musician to read
right.
the music and sing it and all that. So
right, exactly.
Okay. Well,
a musician and recording
sure.
instruments and the whole thing.
Well,
say he was a conductor of the orchestra, so he I would expect that it has it's orchestral.
Well, but, we'll see if we get some. If not today, tune in next week because we may very well. We're mm-hmm. almost out of time today, but we may very well get some suggestions for you, okay?
All right.
It sounds like
that.
A great idea. It sounds like a really cool idea.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Tammy says, on the question for answer, the question about letting callers and texters know you're driving when you're driving, she says, if you have AT&T for cell service, you can enter pound X and your phone will let callers and texters know that you're driving and can't answer right then. Pound X. Let's see. Question on cap and gowns. Patricia says, I'm looking for two graduation gowns for my 6 and 7-year-olds in navy blue. It's their church choir uniform. I found some online, but the cost of shipping and handling is excessive, and the place here in Dallas that sells them is also a bit excessive, or expensive, rather. So does anyone know of a place where I can buy two graduation gowns like the cap and gowns in the DFW area? Wouldn't mind buying used ones for 6 and 7-year-olds. Sounds like they're going to be used for church choir robes. This is from someone who's looking for a place in Dallas that restores, reshapes, and adds hat bands to old wool fedoras. Anybody know of a place that will restore old wool fedoras? Well, the reshaping and all that stuff. Nathan is looking for tips to keep his Keurig coffee machine from developing mold or biofilm since you can't empty or clean the internal tank. And I'm not sure how clean it is after moving and continued use. Does anybody know how to do that? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Twitter is a place you can also reach me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Brandon tweeted me and voted for Grimaldi's Pizza in Grapevine or Dallas. That's on our gourmet pizza question. Christina wants to know, where can one go to recycle electronics in Dallas? I think you can look up the Dallas Home Hazardous Chemical Recycling and see what they accept. And I think they will accept some electronics. I know they take batteries and things like that and CFL light bulbs. But I think also Office Depot and Best Buy at least used to accept electronics. You might just call around, but we'll see if we get some suggestions on that. If not today, next week. Let's see. We got time for just a couple more calls, maybe. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Bonnie in Terrell. Hello, Bonnie.
Yes. I'm traveling all over the next few years,
uh-huh.
visiting fairs. And
nice.
My first one was Minnesota. Now I'm here in Dallas just to see the fair. And I was wondering if there's in the works plans for consolidating transportation, making it easier to get to the fair and less parking at the fairground, modeled maybe after, like, I'm sure Minnesota isn't the first one, but they
right.
have a fantastic program going on.
Well, there is the train that stops right outside
yeah.
the main gate of the fair, the green line.
I am aware
of
that,
line.
But there's,
right.
The parking is the same as always. And there would be, the thousands that would want to attend. There are, the parking's already set up
right.
for their regular customers, and they would be such an overload. But I'm just wondering if it might be in the works, maybe a bus, more locations instead of just a few.
Well, we'll see if somebody knows if that's being talked about.
I really appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Bonnie, and good luck on your travels to fairs all over. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to getting to the Texas Fair. I've heard a lot of positive things about it being really a must-see.
Sure is.
So I'm looking forward to it. I kind of tend to skip fairs, which are just midways. I like the I like the animals and everything else that they have, you know, the farm agricultural base.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Bonnie. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Morgan in Arlington. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
So I got a thing for the person who's looking for a gourmet place to eat pizza while sitting down.
Yeah.
Bolsa in Dallas. It's not a dedicated pizza place, but it has the best pizza I've ever eaten.
Very good.
A really clutch move. The same owners have a little market down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up like kombucha or ciders or any other.
And I think the listener who was asking about it was calling from Oak Cliff anyway, so that's a close by location. So thanks for calling, Morgan.
Yep, keep the show going.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Time for a couple more calls. Let's talk to Craig in Dallas. Hello, Craig.
Hey, yeah, I was calling about the why the curbs are so high in all some of the old courthouse areas.
Yeah.
And it's just because they didn't pave the streets around there, and the streets literally wore out.
So that was they would pave the curb areas, but
right.
The streets were, dirt or gravel or what have
right.
you.
Right, and they'd have sidewalks, but the streets would not be paved. And in Jefferson, you can actually see where the roads have gone into the land, you know, like 3 and 4 feet, and there was there's no pavement around them or no... You know, there were no curbs around them or to keep horses back. It was simply that they rode it out.
Very good.
Yeah.
Craig, thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Let's see. We'll get one more on the phone from John in Richardson. Hello, John.
I have some sad news for you about one of the gourmet pizza suggestions you got.
Okay.
The Pizza Villa in Richardson is closed. It's an institution easily 40, 50 years old, and the family-owned business just kind of split apart, and they closed their doors about 3 or 4 months ago.
All right. Well, John, thanks for at least sharing it with us so that nobody made the trek up.
Yeah, but go get a Fletcher's Corny Dog instead.
That's right. They are. I think they have them at the Great State Fair of Texas, which opened today.
Oh, my, yes, and much tastier than pizza at this time of year.
All right. Thanks for calling, John.
Thank you.
Hey, it's anything you ever wanted to know on, yes, once again, the first day of the Great State Fair of Texas. The show's produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Want to say thanks and farewell to Addie Sun, who's taken off. I think she's headed for the UK. As the London School of Economics is what I was just told, or the, you know, the LSE, some folks I think call it. Addie, good luck, and thanks so much for being with us this summer. Addie did a great job as an intern this summer working with the KTRA News team and with our Art and Seek team. So thank you very, very much, and best of luck. And, you know, as Chris Boyd always says, be nice when we all work for you one day. And you, who we actually work for every day, can email us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions at anything@ketra.org. You can follow me on Twitter @JeffWhittington. And thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy the Great State Fair of Texas.